You know words bear enormous power, right? They have the capacity to build up or break down, to persuade or dissuade, to connect or disconnect. Words can form wonderful pathways of understanding in our souls, giving us the capacity to change. They can open us up to new truths. They can impact our moods and sometimes even the direction of our lives. Hi everyone, David G., speaker, storyteller, and strategist, author of the 3-Second Selling Platform, here to talk about how words create our world, your world. We're going to talk about how words can change your brain, about the brawl at the mall that, yes, involves me, true story, and how not to bury the lead. Journalist talk there at the end. So yes, words matter. The words we have running through our minds and out our mouths determine how we see ourselves and our world, and, at least as importantly, how the world sees us. It pays to be mindful not only about what we think and do, but also about what we say, because there is a connection. In their jointly written book, Words Can Change Your Brain, Dr. Andrew Newberg, a neuroscientist at Thomas Jefferson University, and Mark Robert Waldman, a communications expert, say that a single word has the power to shape our behavior and impact physical and emotional stress levels, good or bad. Quote, by holding a positive and optimistic word in your mind, you stimulate frontal lobe activity, the authors write. This area includes specific language centers that connect directly to the motor cortex responsible for moving you into action. And as our research has shown, the longer you concentrate on positive words, the more you begin to affect other areas of the brain. So exercising positive thoughts can quite literally change one's reality. Over time, sustained positive thoughts impacts not only the perception of ourselves, but those around us. I'm not quoting now, it's coming from me. And that comes through in our choice of words, though the authors say we aren't always great when it comes to that. Another quote. Although we were born with the gift of language, research shows we are surprisingly unskilled when it comes to communicating with others. We often choose our words without thought, oblivious to the emotional effect they have on others. Sound familiar? Yeah, can always. I'll think of moments and times when we've been on the receiving end of that and on the end that delivers those as well. Okay, brawl at the mall, and this is the first time I've talked about this publicly beyond a close friend or two, and not entirely proud of it, but it does clearly show the impact of words. So my wife and I are known as the movie couple. We have been known for decades. We see at least one movie a week, and recently when she was traveling, I went to three. We've always loved motion pictures, and for 5 years I spent as an entertainment reporter. I flew nearly every weekend to New York and LA to interview the actors and directors of feature films, and that was awesome, and so was doing hundreds of live shots on the red carpet at the Oscars. I've interviewed Tom Hanks, Mark Wahlberg, Mel Gibson, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, Diane Keaton, and on and on and on. So a few months ago, we're at the Multiplex, our local mall. We're seeing the Bradley Cooper film Nightmare Alley. Little did we know that movie title might have come to describe our own experience there in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Small theater, dark film, both in actual tone and subject matter. It's a psychological thriller set back in the 1940s, lots of twists and turns, no explosions, no car chases, no green screen. In other words, it's the kind of film you have to pay attention to. And that was difficult due to the guys a couple rows back who talked nonstop, and not in quiet movie theater voices, but normal conversation volume. They talked from the very first trailer all the way through the first part of the film. Guy one, hey, there's Bradley Cooper. He's the main star. I almost didn't recognize him. Guy two, wait, I think I saw him in something else. What was that that movie with that singer? Guy One. Oh, you mean A Star Is Born? Yeah, that's the one. He was also in that movie about the guy with the all the pills and the superpowers. You mean Limitless? Yeah, good memory. Yep. And on ad nauseum. So my wife politely shushed them. I turned around and politely shushed them. Other people in the theater asked them to be quiet, and nothing stopped their nonstop commentary, speaking about every thought that they had out loud, right? Okay, admittedly, my next move should have been simply to leave and inform the theater manager. It wasn't. What I did do instead was walk back to where they were sitting, standing over them, ask them to please be respectful to the rest of us trying to pay attention to the movie and keep the chatter down. Their response, sit down and shut the blank up before I make you, blah, 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 blah. Whoa. Time out here. Seriously, no explanation, no escalation, no back and forth, no other exchange. We go from whispering, please keep it down, to a threat. Well, at this point, I'm a little taken aback, not quite sure what to do. So I stood there for a second in a pitch black movie theater thinking this could go sideways. So this guy stands up and physically grabs me and says, I'm going to F you up. Well, fortunately, I had about 6 or 7 inches and 40 or 50 pounds and probably about 100 IQ points on the guy. So I'll skip over what happened next. But by that time, my wife was there. They had turned the lights on. The manager was there. Other people were there. People were intervening. And we went out to the lobby. We're telling both sides of the story to the manager as the guy's buddy that I had a little tussle with called the police. Not sure what he said on his 911 call, but he called the cops. Well, my wife had a little less adrenaline going on than I did, so she did the talking and told the manager, by the way, the police never came. This man threatened my husband with physical violence after asking him politely to simply refrain from talking out loud. Guy One's response, ha, lady, those are just words. They don't mean anything. Those are just words. They don't mean anything. Sit down and shut the F up. I'm going to F you up. Those are just words. They don't mean anything. I don't think about that night very often, but every once in a while, that last statement the guy makes comes back to my mind. Those are just words. They don't mean anything. Oh, but they do carry some weight, legally and in other ways as well, right? Let's go back to our authors. Language shapes our behavior, and each word we use is imbued with multitudes of personal meaning. The right words, spoken in the right way, can bring us love, money, and respect, while the wrong words, or even the right words spoken in the wrong way, can lead a country to war, end quote. Or perhaps a brawl at the mall. Okay, let's talk a little journalistic parlance here. You don't have time to bury the lead. You heard that expression? Well, even when we do choose our words carefully and well, we are still running into attention deficit syndrome with our audience, with nearly everyone. We are subject to between 6,000 and 9,000 marketing messages every single day in this country, thus making it very hard to cut through the clutter and earn someone's time and attention with our content and our messaging. In fact, as I have said before and will say again, 90% of what someone thinks about us is determined in just the first 3 seconds of an engagement. We have to make good use of that time if we want to earn someone's time and attention. Do you speak with purpose? Or to hear yourself talk? Do your words take a prospect or a customer through the funnel or pull them off the path to a dead end? Knowing the impact, being aware of the clarity of your language adds strength and credibility to who you are and what you do. Honor that. Think about it. Become your own language coach and create the vision that you want for the world and for how you want the world to see you. Yes, in fact, Words do create our world. They create my world. They create your world. And with a little bit of thought, they can have tremendous impact. I'm David G. 3 Second Telling. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.